Welcome to a fresh review with Fresh Media Works. I'm Jack. Never has there been a more aptly named podcast than El Nacho's own Rambling Retard Rampage. El Nacho rambles a little bit.
Compute This, which was more on... It was basically measures your ability to use Google.
The aspartame in his gum typically sets him on a rampage.
Oh, yeah. And she also said that Thanksgiving makes skinny people explode.
And your own inability to understand the man will sometimes leave you feeling a bit retarded.
No, I'm not gonna work here anymore.
This 14-year-old podcaster is better known than most in both the podosphere and out in listener land. Hailing from sunny Southern Cal, El Nacho releases this not-at-all-work-safe podcast about once a week. In fact, if you play this podcast at work, you're sure to be fired within minutes. The creative genius of this podcast is evident in both its steady momentum as well as its slick production and attention to audio detail. El Nacho is a regular addition to Unedited, The Nate and Die Show, and also hosts the Meat and Ale Show with his real-life sister, not his fraternal sister or anything like that. I've listened to this show for a few months and keep coming back for more. He's 14 and his podcast is sponsored. What more can I say? My podcast isn't sponsored. Is yours? If you've ever wondered what the next George Lucas or Dick Clark or Hunter S. Thompson would sound like if you made a podcast, this is the one you want to check out.
That's been Inquiries. I hope you enjoyed the program. Stay tuned next week when we tackle how to dive into a pool of swimming sharks and still keep the sponge alive by the time you exit the pool on the full pass. What? Hello. Goodbye.
El Nacho's Rambling Retard Rampage. You can find this one-of-a-kind podcast at elnacho.com. There are so many podcasts out there, I'll be working hard to help you find the ones you just can't miss. Good content and lovable audio are what Fresh Media is all about. Check Fresh Media Works out on the web at www.freshmediaworks.com. And in the meantime, go update your podcatcher.